Bank of Cardiff, this is Kara.
Hi, Kara. How's it going? This is Dennis Sanders.
This is Dennis.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Good. So on Chet Shelton, did you get that voicemail I forwarded you?
Didn't get the voicemail, but the form they're talking about that shows his contract saying that he never sent that to us, or
Yeah.
he faxed it to us.
I know, I
So, I
know.
don't know.
He probably just, I don't know, got confused or lied because they wouldn't
Did
take
they
it.
want proof? Do they want proof of the facts, or? I mean, that's on him because he provided us that form. So I don't know what the issue is with that. All I can do is have proof of the fact that I remember it was the day that his they had a storm in the area, so he had to go somewhere to have them fax it for him. It was one of the last of the conditions. And I just looked
Yeah.
up all the faxes from 618, and it's not the 618 faxes.
I guess just send whatever proof of the facts you can. Mostly, I think she's just being dumb. I don't think she really cares, to be honest. I bet if we can get
Fund
the
the back
proof
end
of
loan.
what?
That's what I'm saying. Just fund the loan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
I
I can
think.
get proof of fact if you want. I honestly don't want to call him because the guy is furious, and I don't blame him. But I can find the facts. It's from either an Illinois fax or a surrounding state or another zip code or area code. I mean, in Illinois, I know that much.
I think if we can just get proof of payment and that invoice, I'll just send that in and I'll just kind of ignore that weirdo thing she said.
Proof of payment for
'Cause didn't he already pay the vendor?
no, he didn't.
He
No,
didn't?
we're wiring the vendor the phone. We're paying the vendor.
I'm sorry, I haven't been doing this deal. I have no idea what's going on. I'm so confused. Confused.
No, he just went to an auction and with the certain amount that he knew he was going to get approved for. So we're all good there, and we got him approved, and now we need to pay the vendor. So he's never
So he
paid
hasn't
the vendor.
paid any kind of vendor.
Never paid the vendor.
Oh,
We have
no
to
way.
wire the vendor.
So then I don't even understand what they're asking for. They're asking to prove that we paid the vendor? I don't even think Blue Bridge lets us pay vendors. I don't know what she's asking. Let
I
me call
really have no idea.
her and then call you back.
See, this is my cell phone number.
Okay, let me s write it down and save it. Hold on one second. What is it?
619-852-5221.
5221. Okay.
And Ortiz is gone, right?
Yeah, he's gone in Albania for the next month.
Lucky guy.
I know.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, I mean, no, everything's good. That's all I need, then Bluebird just needs to pay the vendor. And the wiring instructions are on the invoice.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
There's no
go
other
ahead.
cost associated with it or anything like that. They haven't charged them any storage fees or anything. So.
Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and call her and try and figure out what she's talking about.
Okay, yeah. Just let me know either way.
Yeah, see, we're okay with reimbursing the customer back for the trailer that was paid for. She's saying to me that it was paid for.
Why is he canceling the deal now, or what?
No, it's just like her email to me that I sent to that with that update. She says, "We are okay with reimbursing the customer back for the trailer that was paid for, but we need proof of payment."
Okay, well, but yeah, so he's never paid for it. The whole thing is that we need to pay the vendor. We need to pay Ritchie Brothers, Taylor Martin, or whoever it is.
Okay. All
Okay,
right.
cool.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye, thanks.